Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Time for a training report, you guys. First of all, big nod, tip of the cap to all the brave men who stormed the beaches of Normandy 81 years ago today. D-Day.
Oh, wow.
Amen. I know.
Yeah.
First day of Operation Overlord, I believe it was called. They stormed the beaches there and just horrible. What else can you say?
Well, those are
horrible but heroic.
18-year-old men or boys. I mean, that's, think about what they were doing out there, man. I mean, so many of them never got to live any type of life because they wanted to serve this country, and this country could look a lot different if they didn't do that. So,
yeah.
Huge shout out to all those men.
That was the largest amphibious invasion in history, and it ultimately led to the liberation of Western Europe. So,
it's crazy.
Can you imagine guys now doing that? No.
hold on. Let me make a TikTok dance.
Hold on. Skinny jeans on and
well,
storm the beach.
It was a different time where you definitely put your country before yourself.
That's right, man.
And they did that. And
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
forever grateful.
81 years ago today.
That's insane.
Put your American flag out today, all right?
Yeah, Thank you. Thank you.
What else is going on? Another reason to stay home and watch movies. AMC Theaters has partnered with National Sin Media to showcase pre-movie advertising starting July 1st. They're calling them Platinum Spots, which will feature commercials now before the traditional film trailers. So now you get commercials and film trailers and then the movie. So you got to sit there for 45 minutes through all the garbage before you actually get to the movie. I'm against it.
I don't like that.
I don't like that one bit.
No, I mean, if you're paying $20 to go see something, I am, no.
Well, don't you know, when
no,
it does it say starting at like 7 p.m., you just show up at 7 and then you get to
Yeah, but that's usually like when the trailers and the commercials start, right?
Well,
yeah.
Your seats are reserved, so show up at 7:20.
And that's the thing. It's like I like the fact that you can reserve seats
now.
Absolutely. Then you can wait and then show up and you still got a seat. So I guess that's one way to avoid it, but still, I'm watching stuff at home from here on out. Here's a big movie this summer. Tom Cruise with his new Mission Impossible movie, The Final Reckoning. Get this. He set a Guinness World Record while filming. It was for the most parachute jumps by an individual. And I believe it was also while he was set on fire. Tom jumped out of a helicopter 16 times while strapped to a parachute, pre-soaked in fuel, and then, lit on fire.
Woohoo.
According to Guinness, no other actor or stuntman has come close to that amount of drops.
Wow. I'll
tell you, that's one thing about Tom Cruise is he does his own stunts and he goes full, you know what, to the walls.
Yeah.
He was just saying there he had to kick out of some sort of twist and then ignite himself on fire within 10 seconds.
Well, I saw this movie.
That can go wrong.
That scene is really cool. It's actually insane how cool it looks in the theater. So good for him. He
what
did
an
it right.
adrenaline
did it right.
junkie.
He
My
is.
Gosh.
I know. He doesn't know anything else. Like, really. He's like, I have to live my life 100%.
Yeah. He's earning that paycheck, isn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure is. Here's some exciting news for 80s kids. Warner Brothers is in the early stages of developing a new Care Bears movie, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Care Bears.
Sunshine Bear.
Right. I had the lion growing up.
Oh, the lion was the best. What
remember.
Was his name
Pride,
again?
Prideheart?
I think Prideheart.
Prideheart,
yeah, I think
maybe?
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
my mom thought I was a
Braveheart lion.
Braveheart.
7-year-old girl.
Thank you. No, but everybody had Care Bears back in the day. Guys,
everybody
girls,
did.
Everybody had a Care Bear.
I'm going to tell you right now, my wife has a gigantic Care Bear onesie that she sometimes puts on, and she looks just like a Care Bear.
And
it's like all fuzzy.
Love it.
I'm like, hey, why don't you put on that Care Bear outfit tonight?
Gosh.
I'll be horny bear. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
Show me your rainbow.
Yeah, show me your rainbow, baby.
That's funny.
Ah, that never happens. Katie, are you kidding me? Are you
You're
kidding
married.
Me?
I know
I'm
it doesn't.
Married.
I know it
We're in a three-month dry spell right now because kids are off of school. So there is no writer yet, no director, no actors, nothing yet, but they say it is in early development. But that'll be exciting for the 80s kids.
Yeah.
Care
Get
Bears.
Down with that.
Anything else I want to tell you? Oh, here's Jer on sports. I guess Aaron Rodgers is going to the Steelers.
Woohoo!
No. Yeah. Josh is actually a Steelers fan. I mean, he was
Not
born in the Pittsburgh
that.
Area,
yeah.
so it came in today. I'm like, you got Aaron Rodgers.
It's a one-season deal.
Yeah, just a 1 year.
He's turning 42 in 2025.
They're just giving him a chance.
All right, Katie Cat, what's going on locally?
Yeah, well, all around the world, but locally too. It's National Donut Day, so we want to tip our hats to all the local spots in town. We heard about the Yes. Donuts. You can roll into any Krispy Kreme and get a free one. But hey, if there's a local donut shop that's doing something fun, we want to hear about
it. Take you to the donut shop.
Yes. Text us 303-691-1649. But yeah, we've got a lot of options around here. That's the good part about the Mile High City in the metro area.
I'm being such a good boy. I would. I'm that guy that would probably eat like the box of donuts.
Oh yeah.
Oh, easily.
Trying to be a good boy though.
Especially like Krispy Kreme because they're so like.
No, that's not the one I would choose.
Well, no, but if you're eating
Krispy
a whole
Kreme's
box.
One of my favorites.
It's yeah. Be bottom on my
seriously?
List.
Seriously?
Bottom. I'd rather have a donut from Safeway. Oh.
What is wrong
Safeway,
with you?
Safeway's got banger donuts.
Dude, the hot and ready Krispy Kreme donuts?
Nope.
Oh,
nope,
you're
nope,
nuts,
nope.
Man. That's wild.
I've never heard anyone say they don't like them. Like,
mm-mm. Give me Dunkin's far superior than Krispy Kreme.
Oh, no. Oh,
not even. Why do you not like Krispy Kreme? What do you have against them?
We shouldn't get into it in case they advertise.
Their custard-filled donuts are bangers, man. I just like
their regular ones. The
For you guys.
The hot and ready glaze.
So I'll just drive on by and go to Dunkin'.
All right. Well, however you're celebrating, happy National Donut Day. Remember that plane fire that caused issues at DIY? Back in March.
Sure do.
The people were out on the wings of the plane and stuff. Turns out there were a lot of things wrong with that. And in fact, this investigation found many, many, many things wrong with the plane. This is kind of scary, actually. They said when it took off originally, they heard vibrations, but the flight continued, and they reported that one of the engines briefly overheated. That's what made them decide to stop at DIA. This report found there was fluid leaking from under the right engine as the plane made its way to the gate, and after both engines were shut off, a fire broke out in the area of the right engine. So that's what they're finding out. The fire reported within a minute, so they were able to put it out, and we remember everybody evacuating with vehicles and ladders and everything. But yeah, they said that there were quite a few things wrong, many faulty parts on this plane after they did that investigation. So I imagine a lot of things going to come up about this.
That makes you want to fly, doesn't it, Jared?
Oh,
hey, that's why we're doing road trips this summer.
Terrifying.
So bad vibrations, not good vibrations.
No, not good vibrations. These were bad.
If you hear that on a plane, you want it to go down.
I wish they had had good vibrations on that plane.
Yeah. Even Marky Mark said, these are bad vibrations.
Jeez.
But again, I bet you we're going to find out way more about that story.
That plane should never have been in the air, probably.
Never.
I don't like
never.
They should have put that one at the garbage dump.
That doesn't give me...
And honestly,
hoping
even
that.
The people who were on that plane finding this out now are probably like,
lawsuit. Lawsuit.
Okay, how about this issue in Firestone? So it's a whole thing because the entire town hasn't paid their water bill for a minute. Now, when you look at this story, it's actually people who the town of Firestone and the water company are saying that it's a fight between them. So they're like, it's a billing dispute. That's why we're not paying this bill. But it's like $200,000 that the town of Firestone hasn't paid. They're 3 months behind. And people in Firestone are like, wait a minute, I can't just not pay my water bill when I don't want to. 3 months behind, $200,000 in unpaid water bills.
It's probably under some stacks of paper. It happens to everybody.
Well, again,
throw all your junk mail in the office, and sure enough, there's a bill underneath it.
Again, the Firestone folks are saying that it's the rate structure and billing, and it's wrong, so they're refusing to pay it until they fix it. And the water district's like, no, this is right. So it's an argument between them, but the townsfolk there are feeling it. And you can imagine, gosh, I'd be freaked out if my town didn't pay.
You know?
Pay the bill.
You know?
Okay. You know?
That dude's straight from Minnesota.
He is.
To Firestone.
It's totally that accent.
Pay the bill.
Josh, you were out at the Broncos' second open practice yesterday.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, so there was the second week of the OTA slate, and we had some fun people in attendance. The sheriff and his son, Marshall. So Peyton Manning and his son, Marshall, stopped by to watch from the sideline. And Josh, you said you ran into him.
Yeah, I just walked right past him, kind of bumped into – actually, I didn't even see him, kind of bumped into him on accident.
Oh.
Said, excuse me, that was as far as the conversation went, because he's an intimidating person. He's you just know how powerful P-Money is over at the Broncos facility. But yeah, 2 days ago, Champ Bailey was there, and then yesterday, Peyton Manning. So a lot of Big time Broncos checking out Broncos practices.
How about
I
them?
Love that. Yeah. I have a friend who met Peyton Manning in a work capacity. She was working for a company that was doing something for his thing he does with Eli. And she said meeting him was one of the most intimidating things because the whole time he just ate a sandwich. He literally just, and like nodded his head. And she was like, okay, Mr. Manning. Okay, and then we'll do this, Mr. Manning.
Well, mayonnaise
like,
on his lip there.
He's like, call me Peyton. He's just
a
very,
guy,
oh my gosh.
You know,
kind of a down-to-earth dude, huh?
He does everything.
Everything, I imagine. But everything I've heard about Peyton Manning, nice guy.
The nicest person. So, the nicest guy that will always take time to talk to you. Really cool dude.
There is that. How about this tea coming out about the new Buc-ee's?
The Buc-ee's?
Oh, my gosh. So here's the story. Now, they're trying to put that Buc-ee's down south in between Denver and Colorado Springs. Palmer Lakes, where it at. The mayor of Palmer Lake quit this week. Completely quit after facing a possible recall election. So they would just voted her mayor in November, and now she quit because of this whole situation. So our friends at Nine News had a big story about it, and a lawsuit's been filed. It's getting heated because text messages show the former mayor there called people who oppose the Buc-ee's project terrorists.
Good God.
Allegedly.
Way to escalate.
So this thing is getting juicy. And again, back and forth between whether
juicier
they're
than
gonna,
a brisket sandwich.
Yeah, juicier than a brisket.
And those Buc-ee's nuggies.
Do they have donuts at Buc-ee's?
They have to.
I'm
they have
sure
everything
they
at Buc-ee's.
Do.
They have everything.
Yeah.
Get you some beaver nuggets while you're there. But this thing, who knows whether or not we're going to get a Buc-ee's down there, because between the townspeople and the actual organization that's trying to do it, they're just not agreeing. So
I'm sure Buc-ee's will get it.
Something will
so
happen.
Wealthy.
They'll kiss and make up. It'll be like Elon and Trump. They'll kiss and make up.
A lot of arguing going on lately, isn't there?
Oh, my God.
Everyone's on edge.
You know what gets me on edge? Self-driving lawnmowers. I don't like it, guys. I don't like it. So Westminster unveiling this week that they're going to be using robot lawnmowers, essentially. And you can see them in people's backyards, too. Like, it's not like it's completely...
Yeah, they've been around for a minute.
They've been around for a while. So you can get a lawnmower that just drives itself and cuts your, yard, your grass by itself.
Runs over your pets and children.
Yeah, the city of Westminster's like, they're not replacing any of the hardworking staff. They're going to be used in addition to the crews to help cover more ground,
now.
Keep up with the growing maintenance needs and whatnots, all while saving money compared to adding large, heavy-duty equipment. Of course, that's the one word you get out of that entire conversation. I don't like it. I don't like it because, again, what happens if these self-driving lawnmowers decide, I don't want to do what you tell me? And then they turn against us.
Then you're going to have long grass.
And then all of a sudden we have something with a blade coming at us because we trusted robots. This is my issue.